Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, the man with the mic. That is Blind Divine Song from the Desire to Destroy album. Time is on your side. One of the songs that, like the first song I got. Yeah, my cat's in. He wants in the studio, then he wants out of the studio. If you let him out, he wants in. So, yeah, you wanted in the studio, so I let you in here, and then you want out again. You can't win. Cat people notice. I want to get into this. There's a meme, a photo with a bunch of people being the table and a game board being the top of the table, and has politicians around, and it says, if we stand up, the game's over. Southwest Airlines, bam. Delta, bang. And people stand up and say, we're not doing this. We got to stand up. You know, what did the vaccine do for Colin Powell? He's dead. I talked about Elizabeth about Monday. He had access to probably the best treatment. I do know a lot of people have told me that if you get COVID, don't go to the hospital. You'll be avoided like the plague. A stunning 58% of voters say China Joe's fraudulency is not up to the job as president. He's not fit. He has like a 30-some percent approval rating, like 32 or something, between 32 and 37. I don't know how anyone can say he's got a positive approval rating. Alyssa Milano was trying to, she was a has-been that's trying to still be relevant that no one cares about. And she was arrested for trying to push in D.C. federal election, to federalize the election. Barack Obama teams with celebrities to take up climate change special for Mother Earth. Yeah, if you believe in Mother Earth, you're an atheist. God, folks. Gretchen Whitmer may have to return millions in excise campaign contributions. probably money she got through your tax dollars. She'll find some way out of it. I hope she does have to pay. I hope it comes out of her own pocketbook. And she'll find a way to have you take your tax dollars to pay it back. She probably stole your tax dollars for this campaign contribution stuff somehow, and then she's going to use that. She'll find some illegal way to whatever. It's not coming out of her pocketbook. A DC artist actually quits over Superman, ditching the American Way motto. It's a bunch of bleeping nonsense. White House admits that there was no point man, okay, because... You know, if you have a restaurant, okay, hey, the grill guy's not coming in today. You got grill, okay? Or you wanna just expo from the back of the line, and I'll do the grill and expo. Got it. We'll do that. But you have someone that a point man that takes. You know, you have, Peter Buttplug was on paternity leave. I'm not apologizing for that, but this country's falling apart, and the China First agenda is making this country go to heck, and this China First illegal, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to get into that, and no point, man, no one to step up. Should Ollie Gunnar Solskjaer go at Manchester United? I'll get into that and so much more. So remember Isaiah 64:8. And yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. All are formed by your hand. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And yet, O Lord, you are our Father. You are the clay and you are the potter. We are formed by your hand. Think about that. Think about that. God is still in control. Trump was president, but Jesus Christ was king. I'm going to get into this. 85% say Joe Biden not mentally or physically capable of being president. That, to me, is a low number. it's not surprising. Like, I don't know what day it is. I got into it with someone having a real discussion. I've been around. You don't learn about dementia from being around people, but you do. But you do training in it, too, where you watch videos. And this is what this, and you see the signs. He has telltale signs of dementia. And I, for 17 years, I know. I'm coming November 1st, the place I worked at since 2005, full-time and now part-time. I'm done because they want to force me to get the poison, and I won't do it. You know, when you have three people fully vaccinated that have COVID, while we're stroking it, a guy is leaving that started around the same time I did, has COVID. He's had COVID, so he has the antibodies. But you still need to get the jab. So I'm going to destroy all the antibodies that I have. There's lots of evidence to back up the fact that it kills your immune system. And I've heard this for a while. And, of course, they have all these seminar things. Well, we're going to have a little thing today where we're going to talk and we're going to, because, you know, you're not getting the vaccine because you just missed it. Well, you just don't need it. You know, I want the same thing injected into me that was injected into Joe Biden, because I guarantee it wasn't a vaccine. I guarantee it was like a vitamin B12 shot. I guarantee. He has dementia issues. He doesn't know what day it is. Like early on when they were doing all those executive orders right off the get-go, what am I signing? He had no clue. They're just stone stuff. Sign it. What am I signing? I don't know what this is. Sign it. Shut up and sign it. I mean, something's got to change. And I think it is. People are standing up. No, I'm done. I'm not getting... Sorry, folks. I'm going to give you a wake-up clue. If we haven't gotten the vaccine by now, we're not going to. But this bullcrap that, well, you just misinformation. You just don't know the truth. If you knew the truth about this vaccine, you would have got... Yeah. The vaccine's so safe that, okay, folks, if you're 12 to 17, here's a $200 Visa gift card. Yeah. Okay. If you have to bribe people for the vaccine, don't worry, folks. Come on. Don't worry, folks. It's safe. Don't worry, folks. Zantac is safe. It's FDA. Whoops. That was taken off the market. My bad. Yeah, had it, the cancer-causing agent, MDMA. Yeah. That was FDA approved. Yep, the FDA approves the cigarettes, and they have to go through a process before they can be sold. Yipper. Now, I will say my brother did smoke like 50 billion menthol cigarettes his whole life, and he did have perfect lungs, so I can't dock when they say may cause, because I know people that smoke cigarettes for like a week, and they have like, I lost both lungs after smoking 3 cigarettes, and my brother smoked like how many thousands of cartons? I'm just saying, but for the most part, oh, we don't smoke that crap. We just sell it. We reserve the right to smoke for the young, the poor, the black, and the stupid. It's not something you want to do, and then you get these kids thinking that, oh, it's going to be cool to Juul or vape. I'm like, that's designed for people who already smoked. As an alternative. But we got this America Last agenda, China first, illegals first. Somebody that's, what am I signing? What am I doing? I don't know. There's so many people, I'm confused. They're just throwing stuff at me. What? They probably got like something in his ear. All right, girl, they're going to put this in front of you. Just try not to say anything. Just sign your name, okay? Just sign your name. Just sign your name, Joe. You wonder if they were actually, if they were real, and they probably just had like a computer thing, print it, sign it later. We don't, just put an X, Joe. We don't care, Joe. Just, you know. Okay, keep that rubber ducky behind the camera so he's focused. Joe, focus on that rubber ducky behind the camera. Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe, but just sign these papers while you're looking at Ducky. Come on. I'm serious, man. That dude don't know what day it is. But it was a free and fair election. The election was so fair that... I'm not asking someone when they said it. Said, well, so they actually turned over the voting machines. And went, what do you mean? I said, yeah, I guess you don't even have a clue. They just recounted they just hand counted the ballots. And one of them, they didn't even really check signatures, but they still haven't done the voting machines. They haven't gone through the voting machines. But it's sad, you know, I mean, and people buy this. It's amazing, like, they should have Trump come out, like, on CNN. Yeah, I think the earth is round and all that, and make, like, things and see what they'd say, you know. Can you believe it? Trump said the earth is round and just, because they can't agree with anything he says. He needs to come out with, oxygen is wonderful. I think we need more oxygen. If you breathe, it's, yeah, using breathing in oxygen, that is, you support the America First agenda by breathing. If you breathe, you support Trump. You know, do I breathe and support Trump? I don't know, or do I hold my breath? Don't worry, folks. We got celebrities teaming up with Barack Obama for a climate special to celebrate not God, Mother Earth. You know, the thing that atheists worship, Mother Earth, the Big Bang. Mother Earth had a baby and out came Earth. Ba-boom. That's right, buddy. Yep, I've lost all respect for the Muppets and for SpongeBob SquarePants and all them. Because we got to stop global warming. That's right, folks. Global warming is bad. It's bad. You need to get toxic, poisonous electric cars because they're safe for the environment. That's right, folks. That's right, folks. Your favorite, my favorite. Electric cars. Yeah, those lithium toxic batteries that catch fire all the time. They're like those wind turbines that use so much fossil fuels to lubricate the gears and stuff. Yeah, they're not as earth-friendly as you think they are. But then again, it's these kids that don't know any better that just hate Trump and yell and scream whatever they're told to. You get the app? Yeah, it tells me what to be pissed off about today. This is some Mother Earth celebration, man. I'm just waiting for them to say that calling it Mother Earth is sexist or something, you know, like, Yeah, man, we need to have, we can't use the term Mother Earth because that's like, you know, we need to be like gender neutral when it comes to Earth, you know, because it's like a non-binary planet, you know. But that's how they'll talk. He said, Mother Earth, he used gender speak when he talked about Earth. If they try to change Mother Earth because Mother is like specificating a certain gender to Earth, if they try to change that, I will lose it. I will not be shocked if they try to do that. No. No, I'm not saying that much. I'm just saying. So it'll be interesting to see. Hello, folks. I'm Don Lemon, and welcome back to CNN. And today, we're going to talk about the growing movement to change Mother Earth to just Earth, or to non-binary planet of neutral matter. Something. They have to come up with something because they can't, you know. I'm sure somehow Mother and Earth are offensive. Some they have to be. I mean, it's just sad. It's sad, but that's the way we live in. We got all this toxic stuff. We need to have toxic batteries replace gasoline. Man, I'd be like, man, they couldn't have me as president, okay? Yeah, you got about 3 months to, yeah, you got 1 year from today to have cars run on leaded fuel again. And you've got 6 months to get CFCs back into cans. Oh, yeah. Earth Day is canceled. No, we're done. McDonald's, you're ordered to bring back styrofoam. Non-biodegradable styrofoam. That's right, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd be like, yep, we're going to increase the coal production by, yeah. See, I would actually, we're going to have, yes, I would promote, like, the electric car is bad. Oh, I want electric cars, man. I'm like, all those lithium-ion batteries sitting around rotting and, oh, yeah, it's going to be great. Now I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'd promote them for what they really are. But don't worry, folks. It's all going to be better because we're going to make airplanes out of beef. But we got this has-been. Alyssa Milano, she was a has, you know, she was like, she did that like Charmed thing or whatever, that demonic like witch show, and she did like, who's the boss? It surely wasn't her. And she's trying to stay relevant when no one cares about her, because she's a waste of space. All women need to be believed, and when they come out about Joe Biden, where are you? She gets arrested for trying to protest pushing the Senate Democrats' efforts to federalize elections. Oh, we need to federalize the elections. Make them to where you have to have an ID to vote, you have to be a U.S. citizen, and you have to vote in person. Make it to where every Republican candidate has to have a Democrat, and the Democrat has to have a Republican. And I'm talking a real Republican, not a rhino. Well, what you would do is, that'd be great because it wouldn't take long for people to realize, okay, well, the vice president that's a Republican to this Democrat, he's basically a Democrat. You'd find out really quickly who the rhinos even are. Most people wouldn't care anyways because they don't even see it now. But yeah, she's a waste of space. She deserves what she gets. I'm sure she's probably out one day. They probably just put her, they probably got like some of those like furry pink cuffs, you know? Yeah, like at like the adult stores and stuff. I get that at Spencer's. The hard shape cuffs, little plastic things. Come here, this Milano. We're going to rescue you. That's right. We got to arrest you because, you know, we have to make it look like you're evil. Don't worry. Don't worry. You're not really going to jail. We're just going to put you in the squad car and drive off and take you back to wherever you were going. You know, if she even went to jail, I guarantee you. I was arrested. Oh, darn. Like when she did this post, like, I'm arrested for demanding the Biden administration and Senate use their mandate to protect voting rights. All these Democrats are against all these rights that make it more secure to vote. So I guess it's racist to want to have a more secure election. I mean, she kind of sounds like Bam Margera, and there's a lot of people that say that Bam is just like a pity party, like a permanent pity party. Like, I just want people to feel sorry for me forever. Look at me, I'm Alyssa Milano. Oh, gee. Hi, I'm Alyssa Milano, and I was arrested. Can you believe that? Just for freedom of speech, I can't believe this. Lord help me. I think it's hilarious, though. I really do. Fine. I'll do this. Hello. My name is Nancy Tracy, and I stand here today to ask James Ismael to need to have federalized elections so we can lose the election. Because, see, we can't win on our own. See, if we don't have big elections, Democrats can't win. They just can't. That's why we need to, that when Republicans try to have more secure elections, we need to say they're racist, because they are. They're racist. Because if you have a more secure election, a person of color can't vote. And I know they can't vote because I made some voting, I know. Being in my $1 million mansions with my million pints of ice cream, I know they can't vote. Do I just have to ask? No. I'm just reading what it says on the cue card. Am I not supposed to say that? Oh. Why do I have to say it? Because I'm making votes. And we need to stand with this man. And she's having a problem. She's not going to jail. Let me make sure that, because I know she's not going to jail. Okay? I'm not going to jail, so I'm making sure. That's how it is. They don't care. We need to stand up for our rights for illegals to vote, because if a black person, if you try to secure election to make it harder to vote, and that makes it harder for a black person, and that's sexist. That's going to be interesting to see if this ever comes to fruition, because I want to move into this. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's campaign may have to return or donate $3.4 million in contributions collected beyond the state's typical donor limits by January. According to a new court case, so what that, or donate the money. Yeah, so she'll donate it back to, now there has to be stipulation on where she can donate that to, so it doesn't go right back in her pocketbook, because she's probably got some special interest group that she runs that she's going to donate the money to help out the special interest group. So like Hillary Clinton. She has a charity organization that she goes to a college, gets paid billions of dollars to speak at said college, and then she has a, for this charity, you know, the special interest charity organization type group that she sends up, this not-for-profit kind of fake thing. It's what happens. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and all them. Yeah, so they use their charity to pay their way to this event that they get paid for. So someone who's donating money to this charity is paying for Hillary Clinton to be flown all around to get paid to speak. She ain't taking her hard-earned, even if it was your money she was using. Well, I was about to say her hard-earned money, but any money she has come from you. I mean, you ever wonder why all these people are in politics for so long? Can't be for that hundred. They can't have the billions they have making a hundred and some thousand a year. I would love to be. I'd love to. You try to tell the IRS making $174,000 a year in 10 years while you have like 10 mansions and all this. It's going to be interesting because I've been trying to find out, like, what are the limitations on like, if she donates the money, what are they stipulating she donated to so it doesn't go right back into her pocketbook from some, I'm donating to this charity and it's her husband's charity. And it's just a money laundering operation. And that's, 3/4 of these politicians have, like, special interest group things that they launder their money. It is. It's a money laundering operation. All those like things that these politicians set up, they're money laundering operations. But if you haven't heard, Superman is now a bisexual man that doesn't fight for the American way. He fights for a better tomorrow because we're trying to take America first out of everything, but we still want you to have something that when we say the American way is gone, but we're saying a better tomorrow, they're trying to kiss your butt, but screw you at the same time. They're trying to take away your freedoms, but have you justify your freedoms being stolen from you? Come on, it's for the better good. Just shut up and get the vaccine and do what we tell you. It's for the betterment of this nation. You have to give up some freedom for security, right? What would our forefathers say? Give me liberty or give me death? Yeah. I have people argue with me that George Washington never said anything to the effect of, I will die on my feet before I live on my knees. He's never said anything like that. You know, they're trying to take away everything. They're trying to take away the American way with Superman, but replace it with something that, well, he's not like, it's not like he's being negative. He's fighting for a better tomorrow. Comic book artist Gabe Hettabile of DC Comics is done. He's like, I'm bye-bye, see ya. I can't do this anymore. This folk woke wake. He's standing up for a better tomorrow, not the American way. And we're making him bisexual to, you know, because that's, you want to make a statement, have Superman go into Afghanistan and save all those women from the oppression and the beatings and everything. Good, we need to have more people stand up. It's nice to see the artist saying, I'm done, I'm a colorist, I'm done, I can't do this anymore, I'm done with this woke bull crap. I mean, if people look at what's going on today, even CNBC's Cramer's like, man, the inflation's way, way, way worse than we ever thought. I mean, even my niece is like, wait a minute here, what the heck? I mean, people got to wake up, and I think there's where we're getting. See, what people need to see is, look what happened. Well, if you get the vaccine, that's your own fault. I hate to say it. It's your own fault. Because when they pushed me, no, they didn't. Look at Southwest, Delta. You stand up and say, I'm not getting this, no way. Show me, but there's a 1905 Supreme Court case, I think it's 1905, where the Supreme Court say you're going to be, I've had people, well, I've got it because, I mean, you're going to be forced to anyway, so you might as well just go ahead. Wow. So you might as well just be one of those table legs on the under the game board instead of standing up and ending the game. Not today, Satan. Not today. How did that vaccine help Colin Powell? I'll wait. I'll sit here and wait. Iris Adams, the first person in America to get the vaccine, she's died from the coronavirus. Go ahead. How did it save her? How did it? Oh, but it's for the betterment of America. Betterment? How? How did it better anything? She's dead. She can spread it. She can get it. That's why you don't go at it with a religious exemption. You need to go at it from the standpoint, Colin Powell died from the very vaccine that you want me to get because it's supposed to make America safer. He died from the very virus that vaccine is supposed to oh yeah, that's right. It's supposed to protect me from COVID-19. The virus, fully vaccinated and died. Iris Adams, fully vaccinated, got the many people are dying from the vaccine because they got coronavirus and died. If you can still get it and spread it and it doesn't stop it, then what's the point of the vaccine? Your mandate is pointless, and I'll take you to court over that. You're going to have to prove to me that I can never get the virus, and it slows the spread and the progression. They've already got, like in England, supposedly there's another variant. Folks, I think I got a caller from, yeah, he says he's from 2024. Can you hear me, caller? Yeah, I'm from 2024, won our 1,000th booster shot. The population of people is down to 1 million, and King Gates, yeah, Bill Gates, he is the king. He still thinks that lockdowns actually work. Okay, so you're saying that we're on the 1,000th booster? That's right. Yeah, we're on the 1,000th booster. Wow. What a caller. Thank you, caller. I mean, seriously. I have so many people. Just, like, if everyone just get the vaccine, we'll be back to normal. Yeah. Yeah, explain that to Colin Powell's family. Yeah, just get the vaccine, you'll be back to normal. Yeah. Yeah, he's good. Anyone that keeps trying to, we're not going back to normal because as soon as you're not. People are dying from coronavirus who are vaccinated, so this BS that we're going to get back to some sort of normalcy once everyone's vaccinated, that's bullcrap. I'm tired of people that still, you can't get the coronavirus if you're vaccinated. People have died from coronavirus who are vaccinated. What are you kidding me? You can't. That's a lie, whatever. Yeah, I want you to tell Colin Powell's family that he's not dead. Thank you very much. Don't worry, folks. We got a White House where we got Peter Buttplug on paternity leave. And, okay, in the kitchen, I'll give you an example, okay? Yeah, the grill guy called in. He is so sick, and, of course, we don't want him here. Okay, so I say we turn the line around. I will work the grilling expo from behind the line instead of being out front. Y'all good with that? Okay, like if you don't got a lot of salads, help me plate my three entrees. I got an amazing Chilean sea bass special. I've got a rainbow trout that is a cornbread and rock shrimp stuffed and apple smoked bacon. That's going to be incredible. Okay, got that. That's what we're going to do. You know, I'll be the point man now. You move things around. White House is admitting that Peter Buttplug was on paternity leave and they didn't have anyone stepping in and taking his place as this country's falling apart. I mean, I guess a lot of the Democrats didn't hear on day one, the America First is gone. I don't care if you're a Trump supporter or not, you see these things. What do you mean America First is gone? Like, are we going to be second to anyone else? Bells should be going off in your head. I don't care if you're the biggest Trump hater at all. What does it mean when Joe Biden says that the America First agenda is gone? You should want America First. America's racist, and what are you doing here? I told one person, I said, you go find me a piece of land on planet Earth that has never had slavery. Good luck. It's never going to happen. Don't worry, folks. Trump couldn't get away. One of his people couldn't go up. They wouldn't. They have a job to do, and they'd do it. Butt plug would be in the opportunity to even end it. I'm apologizing. Apologizing to who? Your liberal media kisses. I would love to have $5 a gallon gas under Trump and have his people say that the gas is at $5 a gallon because people are going and doing, and the more people go and do, there's a shortage on gas because everyone's using it, and that's why the price is so high. Everything in the store is not going up because of inflation. It's because people are buying so much. It was cheaper to buy survival food when Trump was president, when this pandemic started, and there were places that, okay, yeah, we're 6 months. If you place an order now, it's 6 months before we even start preparing your food. Don't worry, folks. The double standards will never end. Everything's going up, not because of, and what's funny is you'll have liberal type people that are like, inflation's worse than we've ever seen. Then you have the other half saying, well, it's not really inflation, it's due to supply and demand. This is, people are spending more, doing more, knowing more. That's why, you know, if people weren't buying stuff so much, the price wouldn't be so high. Yeah. Okay. I remember when we had so much toilet paper, we used to throw it in the trees. Not now. Heck, now. I mean, there are trees that I can go back to when I was a kid. Man, that's probably about $200 worth of toilet paper in today's, you know, adjusting for inflation. Folks. For centuries, money has been up and down, but one, the toilet standard. That's right, folks. You know how they have these commercials with the gold standard? Folks, we're offering $300 in free toilet paper with your purchase. Up to $300 in toilet paper with your purchase of toilet paper. You know, if the hedge against, you know, that's right, folks. I don't understand this world we live in today. Suppose I read, like, where the Democrats, in one of these spending bills, they actually took out because Joe Biden was trying to get free college. and they took that out of one of the stimulus packages. Thank God. It's going to be, you know, interesting to see. Because that's why people voted for him, because everything is going to be free under Biden. Yeah, it's going to be free when the dollar collapses and everyone's stabbing and killing each other to try to get whatever they can and take whatever. Don't worry, folks. All those people at the border, yeah, they're running away from the country the Democrats are trying to bring here. That should ring bells for you. If the kind of country the Democrats want is so great, why are there hundreds of millions of people flooding to the border to try to get in here to have the country they left? Explain that one to me, CNN. If America is so bad, why are these illegals trying to get away from the country you're trying to shove down our throats? Just remember, I need to go down to the border and speak in and have someone like, just let them know that good luck. I'd love to take like tons of people. I'm talking like 100,000 plus and go to the border. Like, what's going on, man? Oh, man. You coming here? Oh, crap, man. We're leaving, man. Shit, Venezuela. Here we come, man. Screw this, man. You wonder what they would do if they saw tons of people going the opposite direction. Get like a migrant caravan of Americans going that way, going south. And have like shirts having like the Venezuelan president or whatever, you know, like, let us in. You wonder what they do. Somebody, I don't know who it is, but somebody likes a bunch of the photos I shared. I don't know who it is. I may have to take her photo and do a Google search of her photo to find out. Yeah, somebody might have hacked my profile somehow. I may have to look into it, because like when I just got like 13, 14, and like May, like, I don't know. It looks like a semi-legit profile. It's not like three photos. So we'll have to wait and see. Oh, Lord. That's what I get when I do this stuff. Well, she likes education. Tyler Zedden's education is pretty cool. She likes Kirk Cameron. So far, I mean, you can't add her as a friend. It seems legit, but we'll have to wait and see. Now, we'll have to find out, but I want to thank everyone so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much. You know, you stand up and the game's over. And that's the basis of my show tonight. Stand up. Look at DC Armor. I'm done. Well, it's for a better tomorrow. Don't you want a better tomorrow? Then why don't you say he's fighting for truth, justice, and a better America first? A better American tomorrow? Because now a lot of the stuff's digital. I've seen stuff with Todd McFarlane and Stan and Jim Lee and stuff. And they really like take like a pen and they sit there and they draw the outline here and they do this and this. Bing, 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 bing. Okay, here's, he clicks red, does this. Bing. The Spider-Man suit's red, goes here. Bing, black. And it's just amazing. I mean, I remember I'd do something in pencil, and then I'd have to go through, and you'd have an inker and a colorist, and some people did their own pencil and inking. Some people did their pencil, and then someone else did the inking. And Wolf Fertasio was a great inker, amazing. You know, a lot of the old artists, yeah, from Dow Black It Out. People wonder why Tarzan's always standing in thick grass, because people don't like drawing toes. Something easy. When you're drawing 16 hours a day, you want to keep it simple. If you're trying to put the anatomy together in this photo and it ain't working, dirty, we got a little smoke screen. Got to put the cape, cover, whatever. People wonder why sometimes they have really long hair or, like, really, like, extra, extra long capes to cover up stuff. If you're trying to do the anatomy on the guy and the anatomy ain't working when you're drawing him, simple. Cover it with a cape. And it's so, I mean, now, like, one person can do a lot of the stuff on a CAD system with drawing the guy and inking and all that stuff where you don't need all that. So, it's nice to see that comic artist standing up saying, I'm done. No more woke Superman, Spider-Man crap. But thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get into some Premier League news and some Champions League news. And if you didn't know by now, Manchester United beat Atlanta in the Champions League. 3-2. You know, you got Ronaldo scoring a goal last minute. You know, it's Moments FC. Moments FC long ball football. Bull crap. I think, I don't want this up and down roller coaster. I don't want, like, I want to see results. I don't want to see, well, we shouldn't have to be down 2-0 to come back. I'm tired of not having a plan. Just go out there and hope we get a couple moments of brilliance from some players. Why is he not playing? It's like, there's just too much wrong with him. Donny van de Beek should be playing 100%. There's talk that they're in contact with Antonio Conte and Zidane. They need to get somebody in there. Now, I could see, okay. Now, if Ollie was a real man, okay, for the betterment of the club, let's get Zinedine Zidane in here, and I want to tutelage under him and learn from him and what he's done. And that's never going to happen, but I want to see something other than this up-down roller coaster crap, because I'm done with it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the up-down roller coaster. I am. I want to see a winning team that's consistent. Not, well, we should have lost to this team, but we won. Heck, if we can beat Liverpool, great. Then you go to a team like Leicester City or Newcastle, and we should lose. No, we should. If we can beat Liverpool, we should beat Newcastle United, and then we get our butts whipped. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I'm tired of the up and down roller coaster. I want to have consistent football. And we have. And Ronaldo supposedly, like, said, hey, you need to start talking to. And I've heard rumor that Zidane is taking English so he can be prepared to come to United. And I don't want to see Ollie go, but I don't see him turning this thing around. I really don't. I don't. I see it's going to be, I'm tired of the, he's just going to do enough to get by. No. I don't want to do, well, he's doing good enough. No. Manchester United is not about good enough. It's about the best. It's about taking your shirt off, ripping out your heart, putting in your jersey, and giving 100%. And someone gets injured on the pitch, you put your heart in a little bit. You say, you okay, all right? And your heart comes out, and you give it 1,000,000%. Sort of like in France. Okay, yeah, I have some guys coming that I went to school with. They're going to bring their grapes. I take my heart out. Sorry. If your grapes don't have the Brinks, don't have the sugar level I need for the wine I'm making, I'm going to have to put them back on your truck. And they understand that. They know that it's not a friend thing. This is a business. I make the best Burgundy. I need the best grapes. If these don't have the sugar content I'm looking for, then they got to go back. I'm looking for 12% alcohol, 13%, whatever. Bam. On the pitch. You know, I'm tired of this up and down, up and down, up and down. Like, they don't have a clue what they're doing, and they're just hoping that somebody gets some moment of brilliance and scores. And I don't see Ronaldo being happy there. I see Ronaldo like, something's got to change because I can't play this crap football. I came here to win. I came here to get titles. I want to dominate. And I, you know, when he's hardly talked about on the pitch, it's excuses FC. We were better last year, in my opinion, You know, you just wonder if some of these teams, like last year's team, would they have gotten second back in the day? Like when Alex Ferguson was the manager, you look at some of those Premier League tables, would that team have dominated and been second place, or would they have been a fifth place team? I don't know if they would have been as high up as they were. And we got players that should be putting out a team way better than it is. We have the players to be doing way better than we are. You know, when you've had like people like Fred who shouldn't even be at the club, saying, hey, this is where I'm best at, and he's not using the players to the best of their ability. Something's got to happen. Something's got to change. We've got to adjust, and we're not doing it. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's like, hey, we won, but did we really, we'll win enough, I think, to where they'll try to, like, will it be enough to sack Ollie? I don't think so. Something's got to change for the better. And I think Ronaldo is someone that can say, okay, do you just want to kind of win or do you want to get something? I'm here for titles. I'm gone and... And what you have here is right now he's... I had a feeling... He would do something just enough to, okay, well, crap. I don't want Ollie to lose to be sacked, but, I mean, something's got to change in that midfield. We spent money on Donnie, and he's not even playing him. And that just pisses me off beyond belief. I mean, he is one of the best midfielders we have, and he's not being utilized. And you take... Paul Pogba, he's not being utilized. Look at him in the French national team. He dominates because he's always not playing the players in the position that they're supposed to be playing, and that's something that's driving people nuts. And it's crazy. It's just, and something's got to change. And I just don't want to see this season drag out because he's not doing enough to win. He's not doing, you know, he's like not really losing but not really winning, and they just keep him. And I don't think, I mean, and as long as he stays in the Champions League, I think they'll keep him. I think unless we get someone like Ronaldo to say, hey, you need to get Zidane, and right now I've talked to him, he would come get him here. you want to dominate, you want to win champions again, you want to get back to the Champions League and find, you know, but that's the big debate, because not that Antonio Conte is not a good manager. I mean, he's very defensive. He's very Jose Mourinho, but he wins, unlike Jose Mourinho. His style of defensive football wins. And for me, I'm okay with either, but I would prefer Zidane, but Conte I would take. He knows what it takes to win. I mean, just like, you know, I think if Ollie had some actual tenured people under him and not just the coaching staff, yeah, so what, Michael Carrick? Yeah, you played at United, you were amazing with 90 seconds left, but who cares? What is your tutelage as an assistant manager? What have you done? Where have you, you know, at least I could say with, take Wayne Rooney. He's doing stuff at Derby County. Congratulations. He's got tenure at least. He's done stuff. So, I got about 60 seconds left. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. I hope you feel a part of, and thank you for listening to everyone around the world. I've gotten a ton of new, I got like 3 new countries. So thank you. You know, and I think something's going to change, because I don't think Ronaldo with this yo-yo up and down, win 2 games, lose 3 games, win 1 game, lose 1 game, back and forth. No. He's not going to stand for that. Just want to remind you, folks, don't forget this. With a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Remember, folks, just remember this. Give me liberty or give me death. God bless you all, and good night. Goodbye.
Adios.